Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School. She said, while it should not matter, I would like to mention that I am a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering, and I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. And I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, I want to say that I am happy that I didn't sneeze. Because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream, and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the Founding Fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around in 1962, when Negroes in Albany, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere. Because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963, when the black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see the community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong with the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis. And some began to say the threats or talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountain top. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Delivered at the Bishop Charles Mason Temple, Church of God in Christ, Memphis, Tennessee, April 3rd, 1968.
Acknowledgements. The fundamental aim of this book is to keep alive the memory of the radical love and prophetic legacy of Martin Luther King, Jr. I first encountered this love and legacy in my precious family, Clifton and Irene West, my parents, Clifton, Cynthia, and Cheryl, my siblings, and later, my wonderful children, Clifton and DeLon Zaytoon, grandson, Kaylin West, and my great-granddaughter, Kennedy Courtney West. My home church, Shiloh Baptist Church in Sacramento, California, led by the legendary Reverend Willie P. Cook, extended my deep family love into the community. My great teachers at Harvard and Princeton, such as Martin Kielsen and Preston Williams, Hillary Putnam and Stanley Cavell, John Rawls and Israel Scheffler, Sheldon Wolin and Richard Rorty, deepened this love and legacy. My magnificent students and colleagues at Union Theological Seminary, Yale Divinity School, Princeton University, and Harvard University helped sustain this love and legacy. And my brilliant students in prisons in Ossining and Stormville, New York, as well as in Rahway, Bordentown, and Trenton, New Jersey, such as Dr. Anthony Edwards, Russell Owen, Anton Henshaw, and Damien Stackhouse, they enacted this love and legacy. And then the towering scholar of Martin Luther King Jr. and the Black Church, James Melvin Washington, the best friend I've ever had, exemplified this great help and support for me. The idea of this book came from my dear sisters at Beacon Press, especially executive editor Gayatri Patniak, encouraged by the visionary director, Helene Atwan. They conceived this text as a second work in a trilogy, preceded by Black Prophetic Fire and to be followed by Justice Matters. I am additionally grateful to others at Beacon Press, including Tom Hollock, Pamela McCall, Joanna Green, Caitlin Mayer, and Rachel Marks. The wise counsel and professional support of Maria Cole greatly aided this work, and the miraculous experience of knowing Christine Pazzarella, immersed in the radical love and prophetic legacy of John Coltrane, enables and empowers me. I dedicate this book, the most important book in my corpus, to the most King-like, Coltrane-like, and Christ-like person I know, my blood brother, Clifton West.
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Radical King, written by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., edited by Cornell West. Performed by Cornell West, LeVar Burton, Mike Coulter, Coleman Domingo, Kevin R. Free, Danny Glover, Robin Miles, Leslie Odom Jr., Gabourey Sidibe, Wanda Sykes, Bonnie Turpin, and Michael Kenneth Williams. Executive Producer, Susie Bright and Mike Charzak. Producer, Kat Lambrix. Directed by Kat Lambrix, Chris Sacco, and Bruce Kitovich. Edited by Brian Corcoran. Mixed and mastered by Laura Stradley and Brett Lubansky. All material copyright Martin Luther King Jr. and the estate of Martin Luther King Jr. All material copyright renewed, Coretta Scott King and the estate of Martin Luther King Jr. Introductions, copyright 2015 by Cornell West. Sound recording, copyright 2018 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.